Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have a guest with us, Jim Wymore, and we're planning an event in Grant. So good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Well, Grant, you know, that's not a very big spot on the road, but you're planning on there lots of people being there.
Got a lot of room in their park. It's a beautiful little park down there, and we're putting in a stage down there, a permanent one that's going to be 12 foot wide and 40 foot long for people to use, and that's what we're basing our entertainment on this weekend.
Okay, and that is coming right up. I can't believe it. It's September is right here, and so you're doing this on a special event on Labor Day, September 5th.
Right, on Monday the 5th. So we'll start at 1 o'clock. The Grant Community Preservationist Club is who's sponsoring this and behind it all, and they're the one that takes care of the park there and the lodge building. They've got some projects going, and we're just trying to help them out.
Mm-hmm. And entertain a lot of folks there. So you said you start at 1. Is there a fee for this?
Yes, it'll be a $5 per person gate fee, and the preservation will have free coffee and tea and water there. Then they'll have a concession stand also.
Oh, you got to have food.
Yep, you're going to have Sloppy Joes, they say. And there are other miscellaneous things they're going to have.
We'll desserts. Be I mean, you know, you got to include that.
Right. Okay. And we're going to be auctioning off some pies even. There's going to be some homemade pies.
Ooh, well.
Some fresh strawberry pies and stuff like that that we're going to be auctioning off to help raise money for the project. So
can you mention a couple of the projects that they're working on? Anything besides the park? Because this park thing with the stage is pretty big.
They have a lodge building there in town that they're trying to restore. And we've played up at the lodge building, and they've been working on it for, oh, I suppose 7 or 8 years. And they did get a grant to help out on it. And, of course, music is my interest, and so we've been trying to help them out mm-hmm. as much as we can, playing up there or playing down at the park. And we've gotten to where every Memorial Day for the last 8 years, I think it has been, we've had a jam there at the park. And if weather's bad, we either go to the lodge building or the church there in town and go ahead and have it. They have a big meal, and it's just another fundraiser for their preservationist mm-hmm. club.
And so now you're expanding that to Labor Day coming right up. And we should talk about, in addition to when it is and where it is, and we'll remind you again of that, Jim, we need to talk about the music because that's the main feature here. Give us a little bit of information about the music.
Well, we got it lined out pretty well. Rockin' Country is me and Kathy, my wife's band, and we have Jerry Forney, who is well known. He's been to Nashville, and he's played with some bigger names. He plays steel and lead guitar in our band. We have Cliff coming, just Cliff and friends. Cliff Carr, some of you are familiar with him from over around Anita. He's played a lot of music over there. He's going to be putting on a show, and Rick Titus will be with him, and I played with Rick back in the 70s, and Rick's got a CD out that he'll be having on sale there at the park, along with Jerry Forney having his CDs on sale. The Weston family, Teddy Weston and his family and friends, they'll be doing a little show for about 30 minutes. And then at 3:15, it's open jam, all musicians. Just come as you are, sit in with us. We got a lot of room on that stage. We got a great big basketball court there of concrete for a dance floor and a place for everybody to gather up. There's a lot of shade around there in the park. And we're going to be putting on music from about 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock. And we don't always quit at 6 whenever we have to. We just play the way we want.
If you're still jamming, you just keep going.
Keep going.
So this really is an event for musicians and also for all the people who love music.
Right. If you like country music, if you like old-time rock and roll, this is a place to be Monday afternoon there on Labor Day.
On the 5th, yes. Well, I'm interested a little bit. You know, you sounds like you've got a great experience along with your wife, Kathy. How did you get started? When did you get started with music?
Long time ago.
Yes. I mean, is this somebody that's 5 years old picks up a guitar? Or
I wasn't quite that young, but back in my day, we had country schoolhouses. And every Saturday night, there was a square dance somewhere. And between the square dance and they was resting, they'd done their two-step and round dance and stuff. And they handed me a guitar and said, follow him, when I was 9 years old. So
that's pretty early.
That's when I started playing.
Yes. And like your parents into music? I mean, is there some musical background that helped you with that? Or
I had a step uncle that was real well known in the music business, and my mother played some. Her great uncle was a old-time fiddler and had won some big contests around. So we had some music around. We always played music. That's because we were poor and didn't have anything else to do. We played music.
What fun, though.
Yeah,
we probably all need to do a little more of that. Now, we mentioned Kathy, your wife, and in addition to what you're doing here on the 5th, you do a lot of entertaining around the area.
Yes. Well, we've been up here to Atlantic. We've been with the Blue Tone Show down here with Mel Bryles. He has included us in a lot of things. We just was up and done a segment at the Atlantic Fest with him. Mel's been real helpful with our show down at Villisca and everything. And so we put on a lot of things. We play over at the Eagles and Red Oak for their benefits most all the time. And we played different places, wherever they call us for.
And so you'd play at private parties, I mean, like weddings and that sort of thing. You'd be anniversaries. You'd be
right
up for doing that also. And you mentioned old-time rock and roll. You mentioned Western, but probably include some gospel.
Oh, yes. We like country. We like the old-time country gospel songs. My wife's really into that. And Mr. Forney that I was just talking about, he is a blues man. He's a country boy with the blues. That's what he's known for. And he's a wonderful musician as far as rock and roll and country, but his calling is the blues, and so we're learning a lot of that along with him. So we got a pretty well cross section of everything.
Nice variety. Keep people interested. If they don't like kind of like one kind, you're going to give them some other kinds there. And I do mention that we will hopefully will have played some of your music here along with this visit on KJN and Backyard and Beyond. How wide an area do you cover? You know, we talked about you. You talked about Atlantic and so on. I mean, do you go to other states?
We'll be in St. Joe Thursday night. We play down there every other Thursday night with Jerry. And we've played over Nebraska out of ways. I would say that basically a 100-mile circle around this area is about what we cover, you know.
Now, tell me about Nashville experience. I understand Kathy's going to do some work there. We're going to hear more from her later. What's your experience between the two of you with Nashville?
Well, I've had friends that went down there. Mr. Rick Titus took me down there with him. There used to be a man in Shenandoah that went down all the time, the name of Ivan Taylor. I used to go down with Ivan. You know, met a lot of people down there. And I've had other friends that I know down that way. And Kathy is a songwriter. Not only can she sing, she can write songs. And Jerry Forney thought that a lot of her songs are worth putting down on a CD. He's been there and done it. He knows the people down there. He has a brother down there by the name of Larry Forney that's a studio musician, and between the two of them, they're going to get us lined up, and sure, we're going to get her songs down on a CD.
Great. And that has to be quite an experience. And, you know, I think if you kind of get in that Nashville scene, that goes a long way to moving your career along.
There's a lot of people down there that's a lot better than I am, and it's awesome to go down there and get to know them on a personal basis and even get to play with some of them, you know.
Sure. And you mentioned the studio players. You know, those are, I think, a lot of those people, we never see their names out there in front of people, but if they weren't there, those names we know wouldn't be successful either.
That's true. There's a lot of that goes on behind the scenes, you know, and it's a little bit down there of becoming popular of who you know and getting lined up with the right people, or mm-hmm. it doesn't go in. But mm-hmm. we just want to get Kathy's songs down on CDs, and possibly somebody would pick up one of her songs because she's got some good ones that you know, that other professional musicians have listened to and really like. So
okay.
We got hopes.
So we'll be looking forward to that, and I know we're going to visit with Kathy here sometime later. So let's remind people where they need to be on Labor Day.
Grant, Iowa, at the City Park. You come in on First Street right off the highway, and when you got a turn, you go just to your right, and there you are, see the park, and it's $5 to get in the gate, and that's all it costs you.
Okay, 1 p.m. is when it officially starts, and there will be food there, and everybody's welcome, because the jam session starts when?
At 3:15.
Okay.
And it'll last till whenever we get done with it. Don't worry about the 6 o'clock. We just love to play. I would remind everybody to bring your own lawn chairs with you.
Good. Thank you for saying that, because you don't have lots of seating available, just that your stage and your big cement area there for dancing. And
right.
Yes. So bring your chair, and however you want to be comfortable, come on down to Grant on Labor Day. And we want to thank you very much, Jim Wymore, for coming to visit with us.
Thank you for inviting us up. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Until next time, here is a thought. A mind is like a parachute. It functions only when opened.